welcome to our country.
Thanks for having
us. And Carl's country as well. You've only just figured that out. He's a Kiwi.
Well, apparently someone told me that this was his country, but he was the king. But he is an elf king. He is an elf king.
That is also true.
That is true.
So thank you for joining, and we really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And congratulations on the film. Now, I'm going to start, because this is one of the coolest things, and I have to say, Chris, I've still been laughing about this all night, because we get the feed from Sydney.
Right.
He gets asked a question on the red carpet by a reporter, and they said, you know, what's it like? You know, you're in Star Trek, you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders. Chris, I quote, answers, I don't quite think I have the weight of the world on my shoulders. There are more important things happening in the world right now, apart from playing make-believe and getting paid for it. And I'm sorry, I just had to read that back at you because it was gold, and I'd like to thank you for that.
That's true, of course. Yeah, well, like we were just talking before we started about, the rough life of the traveling actor, which, you know, it's just, life could be a lot worse. We're in beautiful New Zealand, we just got in from Sydney, and we're going to go to Kuwait to see the troops and show them the film, and then off to Europe, so... I am very, I know that I'm blessed, and I'll keep it at that.
Okay, you don't have the weight of the world on your shoulders.
I don't. There's definitely...
Just the weight of New Zealand.
The weight of New Zealand.
Now, we have Spock and we have Kirk. These are two of probably the most well-known fictionalized characters in sort of pop culture. That would be fair to say, wouldn't it?
I would think so.
They're up there.
I think it speaks to the... I don't know, the greatness of the series is that it's got a large community of fans, but it's entered the cultural, thank you. Oh, God, that's a good word. Yes, it's entered the cultural zeitgeist. It speaks to what Mr. Shatner did and obviously what Mr. Nimoy did.
Absolutely. Now, with a franchise, I hate that word, I'll call it the legend of Star Trek, because there is really nothing like it apart from Star Wars. They're two very different things. And we have Trekkies and we have people that are into Star Wars. But for the both of you...
Yeah, they don't have a name.
No, I was just thinking that when
they
I went to
name.
Go
That's
the name. Trekkie sounds cool. What are you?
A Warshin? Star Wars? Star Warshin?
That sounds good.
Yeah. Or not.
Or not.
With the concept of a blockbuster, and I just spoke to John and Carl a little bit like this, one thing I think that some of the modern day blockbusters miss is how important it is to get character and relationships. And I have to say, absolutely nailed it in this one. And it was key to it. And your relationship, obviously, central to it, because it doesn't start out quite so well and it builds through. Did you guys how does that reflect your relationship when you first met? Did you instantly kind of get along?
Well, Chris and I actually knew each other before either of us got cast in the movie, so it was really easy. I mean, I think when you're dealing with that kind of the element of chemistry between